safe to say, Devin Dubnyk, one of the main reasons why the Wild are having such a fantastic season.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of guys right now having what would be career years if they kept up the pace at which they're going. Devin Dubnyk certainly one of them. He, he has, I guess, you know, the whole team took a step back in terms of defensive play and coverage and all that. I'm talking about everybody, not just defense, not just goaltending. But, the most important thing, obviously, is winning hockey games. The Wild were giving up too many goals there for a little bit. They've been able to somewhat arrest that a little bit here lately, and hopefully that's a trend because, for a while there, they gave up four goals in 8 of 13 games or something like that before they were able to hold them back a little bit in the last couple. But Devin Dubnyk, you know, for him, it's just about adjustments. I mean, when he gets into a circumstance where, he may be giving up a goal every once in a while here that he doesn't want to give up, they make a quick little adjustment here depending on what they see on the tape. And that's kind of how it's gone. So it's been a good run for him for sure.
Hello, Mike. It's been a good run for the Wild. I'm just looking at a number here I didn't realize. Since December 1st, in the last 25 games, the Wild 23-2. I mean, you can't get hotter than that.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of things are coming together for that, too. The Wild's power play has been ringing the bell quite a bit on a consistent basis. They were in the first 28 games, they really weren't getting it done with the power play, but recently it's been lights out. I mean, it's been a consistent situation for them where they can count on getting a power play goal when they really need one. So the power play's working. You've got, as I mentioned before, a lot of guys having career years. If they keep their pace up, and Mikael Granlund has an 8-game point streak, so he's been a consistent performer. Zucker's up there as well. So the Wild have been fortunate not to get a rash of injuries. Brodin is out, that always hurts, and you can immediately see it. But other than that, they've been fortunate in the health department, and they just continue to find ways to win. I mean, they've actually been. It is an interesting little stat here. 7 games in a row, there's been a 2-goal lead given up. Now, it's either by the Wild or by the team they're playing, but 7 games in a row now, 2-goal leads, the old prophecy of bad 2-goal leads is coming alive because it's interesting how things flip-flop pretty quickly in hockey games right now.
Mike Greenley, analyst for the Minnesota Wild, joins us, former NHLer. Eric Staal has been a godsend for them, and when you consider what they signed him for in the offseason, leading their team with 16 goals, also with 40 points. Him and Granlund are tied there. You talked about a lot of players having career years. Zucker's having a huge bounce-back year, 32 points. He's plus 27. But Zach Parise has 8 goals. He's missed 9 games. And I look at, you've got a bunch of Wild players, 24+, +24, +27, +25, +19. Parise has only got 8 goals and he's -3. What's gone wrong with him this season?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think that's the question of the hour right now, or not even the hour, the question of the season. Zach Parise, everyone has their theories on different things. When you watch Zach Parise play, and you look, and I look back a little bit on some previous tapes from, or previous games, I should say, from 2 and 3 and 4 years ago, when he was a consistent, 30-goal threat. And he played, he played below the goal line a lot. He played a guy, crashing and wrapping the puck on the net and taking a beating in front. He's had a few, few injury situations here in the last couple of years, and surgery last summer, back issues and all kind of knee injury last year. So, to play the style of hockey that Zach Parise plays takes a toll. It really does. And the problem is that if you get away from playing that, you might be healthier, but you might not be as effective. And I think that's where he's at right now. He plays above the goal line a lot right now. that's just maybe not the area that he's, you know, accustomed to being successful in. So I really think that, you know, he's got to kind of try and find a balance between playing the way he used to play and being productive, and also trying to stay healthy. I think that's the battle that he's going to have going forward.
Mike, just back to the consistency thing for me. Bruce Boudreau can be a demanding guy if need be. One of the parts of that streak I mentioned earlier, Minnesota has not lost back-to-back in regulation games since the start of November. That's amazing, because some coaches, I mean, you're fighting not complacency, but you can feel pretty good about yourself when you're on that kind of roll, and that sets out a new challenge for a coach, doesn't it?
You know what? Yeah, and Bruce, I like the way Bruce manages his guys. I mean, he's very upfront with everybody. He's very direct. He's honest with them. They know where they stand. They know what they need to do. If they're not going one game, he doesn't play them. I mean, he doesn't play them to the extent that he would in a game where they are going. I mean, you see a lot of coaches that, you know, they try and maybe manage their players a little bit too much, because even guys that aren't going, if you're one of the top guys and you're not going, you still get your ice time. Well, not so much with Bruce. Bruce Boudreau has done a very good job of letting guys know, when you're going, you're playing. When you're not going, I'm not going to penalize you for it. So much as, you know, as to, you know, get mad at you, but there are games where you're not going. And if you're not going, I can't keep you out there when I got other guys that are. And that's just, it's a philosophy that the guys have bought into, and they say, you know what, if I'm going hard and I'm playing well, I know I'm going to play. And so then you get that on a consistent basis, and then you get situations where you don't lose consecutive games in regulation for a while, and you go on winning streaks, and you know, you give up leads but still win the hockey game. I mean, there's every scenario you can think of. That really helps, because when guys know that if they battle and they play hard, they're going to play. And that's what every player wants to do, is play. So I think he's managed his players very well, and they know exactly what he wants.
Mike Greenlianis for the Minnesota Wild joins us. So, Mike, the big question as we near a month away, just over, for the NHL trade deadline. You mentioned Brodin's banged up. Dumba was a little bit banged up but didn't miss any games. What, if anything, do you think the Wild will do at the deadline?
I don't think they have to. I don't think they have to do much. I mean, okay. Obviously there's a balance with trying to see what your team needs at the time. And I mentioned health earlier. I mean, if the Wild are in a situation where they get banged up, then they have to, you know, maybe try and do something. You know, they might try and find, you know, a fourth line center that's got, you know, a lot more experience than Tyler Graevac. But, you know, other than that, I mean, really, you're going to be filtering in spots, you know, if you want to, you know, find a guy, you find those third or fourth line type guys that are veteran players that help your team, don't cost you a lot, maybe don't cost you a trade in terms of a player, you know, so you're looking to bolster the team. But right now, I mean, with the way that the top two or three lines are going, I mean, it's kind of tough to say where you really need something up there. I mean, yeah, if something presents itself, maybe it's interesting, but I don't think you're going to see Chuck Fletcher chasing it. And if the blue line can stay healthy, that's the same kind of scenario. The only thing, you know, that I could see happening or see, you know, is an injury or a goaltending injury, you know, God forbid. So other than that, I really don't see them really running around desperately trying to look for something.
Mike, talk a little bit more about Devin. He played in 67 games last year. He's at 37 right now. At this pace, he's not really being overworked compared to how he set the bar last year. Is he all good physically?
Yeah, he is. He's in good shape in every respect. You know, the idea initially was to play Dubnyk two-thirds of the games and play Kemper one-third of the games and go from there. I mean, that's what they wanted. The numbers, you know, who knows whether the Wild, ultimately, I think, will have to lean a little bit more on Kemper down the stretch here. They have, you know, they have the second half of the season, they have fewer days to play it in, basically. So the second half of the season, you have 41 games that you're going to play in, I think, about 10 fewer days than they did the first half of the season. And then on top of that, you get a five-day mandated break, plus, I think, 3 days for the All-Star break. So you lose another 8 days. So I think they played 41 games in 94 days, and then they were going to play 41 games in 84, but then you take away the eight from that I just mentioned. And so you're actually playing games, even though those are rest periods. You're actually playing games, playing 41 in about 76 days or so. So it's, you know, you're really packing it in the second half, and therefore you want to be a little bit more careful with Devin Dubnyk, strictly because fatigue will cause injuries. We've seen that, you know, in every aspect of the game. So we'll see how it's managed down the stretch. I'm sure that, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it. Some of them being, you know, wins and losses. If the Wild are winning, then it's easier to, you know, slide Kemper in there for a few. And if they're not and they need their top guy in there, then I'm sure that'll dictate as well.
Mike, as always, appreciate your time. Enjoy a little bit of a break over the All-Star week, and we'll talk to you afterwards heading into the trade deadline.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. We'll see you soon.
You betcha.